Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Cliff Inico is our guest. Cliff is a longtime Brain Trust member. He's the author of all the books on eBay marketing and eBay legal issues and a number of other things. Find him at succeedinginyourbusiness.com. Anything else that you'd like to tell us about how to find you, Cliff?
Nope, just the succeedinginyourbusiness.com website for anyone who cares to know about me. Hey, I want to give a little thing if I can. I'm going to be out in Phoenix, Arizona later this month. Great little event.
They're letting you back in. They're letting you back in the state. That's great.
They are letting me back in the states here after my deep freeze in Russia. No, I'm only kidding. But seriously, a great new organization. If you sell on eBay or Amazon and you are in the Southwest, Arizona, New Mexico, that part of the states, great event coming up called the Phoenix E-Tailers Conference. It's going to be April 24th to 27th in Phoenix.
All right.
There you can check it out online or just look it up on Facebook. But I'm going to be there. John Lawson, the Colder Ice guy from Atlanta, is going to be there. There's going to be some just incredible people talking about how to build world-class e-commerce businesses for folks
Good
who sell online.
Good for you. And they can find out more about that on your website?
They sure can, okay. or just check on Phoenix E-Tailers Conference is the name of it. Just
right.
Google that phrase online, and you'll get to it.
All right, so we're talking about the potential divestiture of the United States of the ultimate control and governance of the internet through changing ICANN to being owned and controlled by, rather than just contracted by a multinational entity like ICANN is now, but to actually be owned and controlled by that entity. And so one nice thing I want to talk about, Cliff, you know, Obamacare, there are many, many, many people who think it's a horrible thing. It's a bad law. I'm one of those people. And there are people who think it's fine. But I'm saying, Cliff, that this thing with ICANN could become worse than Obamacare for America. Mm-hmm. And here's why. If let's just say that we all agree in a year that Obamacare is really bad, and we have a new regime, we have a new president in a couple of years, and new Congress, and they repeal Obamacare. If it is that bad, that's inside our four walls. Those are that's our business, that's our laws here in the United States. We could go in and we could fix that. We could stop that. We could turn it around. Through all the bad stuff that's happened, we could fix that. If we divest ourselves of control of the internet and it gets away from us, Cliff, we can never fix that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason I say the ICANN thing could be worse than Obamacare.
Yeah, and let's face it, Jim, I think you and I share a view that the UN, throughout its history, has not really been as effective as its framers hoped that it would be.
It's a horrible organization.
Yeah. I mean, it's a mirror reflection of world politics is what it is.
Yes.
Is really what it is. As long as Russia and China and the U.S. are at loggerheads over anything, the U.N. is going to be limited in its ability to do anything.
And why would we want them to have access to the internet then, based on what you just said?
Well, it is a very valid point, Jim. I mean, I personally agree with you on this. I think that they really need to think this through. This is something, I don't want to see this happen quickly. I mean, I think the current bill right now is pushing off it's basically creating a committee that would come up with recommendations by, I believe, it's September 2015. They are recognizing that the thing has to be thought through and that the details need to be thought through. But I think that people need to really focus on the details because I agree with you, Jim. The consequences of the decision are going to be very, very far-reaching. It's called the Dotcom Act, D-O-T-C-O-M Act. If you Google that phrase in quotes online, you'll see a whole bunch of articles that have been written, both pro and against on it. I think you should let your congressman know how you feel about this and how you really want to make sure.
Especially your senator. Especially your senator.
Right, because that's where it is right now.
And if your senator is a Democrat, and you agree with me, and maybe if you agree with Cliff, especially if your senator is a Democrat, because the Democrats in the Senate are going to be the decision makers, in my opinion. They're going to control whether there's something that is meaningful goes to the White House. And then the president has to sign it, Cliff, right?
That's right. That's right.
Go ahead.
But again, all this bill says is that it requires the General Accountability Office to prepare an analysis on it. I mean, all we're doing is we're saying, let's figure out how to do it. We want to do it. It's going to happen. But let's figure out the right way to do it. Get your 2 cents in worth, and you tell Congress how you think it ought to play out.
And, Cliff, let me say this. All the scary things I've been talking about, I pray that I'm wrong. I pray that I'm wrong.
I do too, but what can I say? You know the definition of a camel? It was a horse designed by a committee.
I know.
And that's exactly what the Internet has the possibility of becoming under the UN.
Well said. Hey, thanks, Cliff. Come back soon.
You bet, buddy.
Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen. SucceedingInYourBusiness.com. That's his website. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.